Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Let's go to, by the way, I want to just mention...
Hello?
Hold on for a minute, sir. I want to mention... Put him on hold for a minute, bud. I want to mention, coming up, we have Harvey Wehrman Sr. chat. Now, Jeff, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
Really enjoying your program this evening. I wanted to shift gears just a little bit and ask you if you read the story today about the Mormon church has been thrown into... it's pretty big news. They're in a total upheaval, and there's real upheaval going on. And I don't know if you read about it or not, but...
what is it?
Well, if you're familiar with the Book of the Mormon, they say that... hold on for a minute, man. They say that the Native Americans, the Indians, are one of the lost tribes of Israel. Double bonus check. Is what?
You want to get done ordering dinner and call me back?
No, that's all right. Yeah. They say that the Indians are one of the lost tribes of Israel. Well, what they did was DNA testing on Native Americans, and they found out that there's no Mediterranean blood in Native Americans. It's Asian blood. What this done is it made the Mormons go, they went wild on it. And apparently, since about 2:30 this afternoon, they've been throwing boxes of records out the window. There have been bonfires set in the courtyard near the Mormon Tabernacle areas. And there are probably four to three cars leaving every 15 minutes just heading out of town. And no one really knows what's going on, but I wanted to call you up.
What do you mean 4 to 3 cars leaving every 15? What are you talking about, man? Are you saying that one of the fundamental tenets of the religion has been challenged?
Yep, basically that's what I'm saying. See, first of all, you need to understand, the Mormons believe that the Book of the Mormon is to be taken literally. Look at that, man. That's got holly headers on it, too. Yeah, it's just one of the...
Are you talking to me, man, or are you talking to your friends?
Sorry. I'm sorry, Phil. I apologize.
Just talk to me. You're either ordering dinner or pointing out holly headers or something. What's going on here with the Mormons? Because I want to know about this.
All right. You know how the Native Americans, okay, what they found out...
I know that part. I want to know the rest. So you're saying what?
I'm saying that the Book of the Mormon is to be taken literally according to the Church of the Jesus Christ saints, and that no part of it is false. And in it, they say that Indians are one of the lost tribes of Israel. Well, the lost tribes of Israel obviously originate in the Mediterranean portion, not in China. But they found out that Native Americans have Chinese blood. They don't have any Arab or Semitic or Mediterranean blood. As a result, guess what?
So they... Are you sure about this literal thing?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally sure, because I had a girlfriend about 2 years ago was Mormon, and my last girlfriend was Mormon. In fact, my girlfriend right now is Mormon. And
You're going out with nothing but Mormon chicks.
Well, yeah, because I'm Mormon. But I'm Jack Mormon. I haven't been...
Were you raised Mormon?
Well, my dad was, and my mom was, and I did go to Mormon school, but no, I wasn't raised Mormon. So
how can your father be a Mormon and your mom be a Mormon and you went to a Mormon school and you weren't raised Mormon?
They never really emphasized it.
You went to a Mormon school, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to a Mormon school and we went to church and everything. And I also was part of some of their, you know, societies.
But they didn't emphasize it.
No, not at all. It was very downplayed a lot. So
how can your mom and dad be Mormon? You went to a Mormon school, you joined the church, you went to a lot of societies, and they didn't emphasize it.
I don't know. It's just my folks weren't very religious.
Are you listening to what you're saying?
What?
What do you mean your folks weren't religious? Did they go to church with you?
Yeah.
Did they? What do you want, bud?
You're getting off track.
Yeah, you're right. I'm getting off track. All right.
Yeah, you're way off track, man. We're not here. I'm not the issue here, man. The issue here are how the Chinese are going to feel all about this. Because one of the things you have to understand is, if the Chinese know they've got a stake now in the Mormon church, okay, right away, that's an avenue that was shut off to them. Now, as you know, the Asians, especially the Japanese, have been buying property here in the United States over the last 20 to 15 years. Now it's only going to accelerate because they feel they'll have some blood tie to the Mormon Church, and they'll be able to expropriate properties, probably golf villas, somewhere in the Salt Lake City portions. The other thing...
How do you get that, man? I mean, I understand when you're saying that the Native American is not of Asia, is not of Mediterranean blood, is of Asian blood. That doesn't mean that makes the Chinese the lost tribe of Israel. Is that what you're trying to say?
Obviously it does, Mr. Henry, if they're saying that the Indians are the lost tribe of Israel, okay?
Yeah.
Well, the Indians come from the Chinese. It's obvious to me that the Mormons have to face one of the most challenging liturgical debates in their history. How do they embrace the Chinese as the lost tribe of Israel? Well, it's easy. They're Indians, and the Indians are Chinese, and so they must come from, you know, Israel. And that's going to be a major thing.
You weren't raised religious, huh?
What?
You weren't raised religious?
No, not at all.
Yeah, your mom and dad went to church, you went to church, went to the tabernacle, joined societies, but your folks didn't emphasize it.
No.
Yeah. Well, I can understand, since you think the Chinese are the lost tribe of Israel. All 1 billion of them?
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, obviously they must have multiplied since they left the area, you know, since they relocated. But I wondered if you'd had heard about it.
No, man, I ain't heard about it. No, nobody's come up to me and said the Chinese are the lost tribe of Israel. The fact that the Indians are not Mediterranean, that's news. The fact that they may be Asiatic, that may be news. And the fact that that doesn't jibe quite with the Book of Mormon, that may be news. The Chinese being the lost tribe of Israel, that ain't news.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, fine. You're the guy. You know what, man? You squeezed it out. Go ahead and wipe it. Because I can tell you right now that...
I don't know what that means, dude. I gotta go.
Oh, all right, well... Turn your back on the truth because...
What are you laughing at, bud?
Squeeze it out. You got to wipe it.
Yeah. 1-800-449... Sorry about that, folks. Coming up next, Harvey Wireman's senior chat on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, it's time now for the... Flashback request of the night. This was requested by sending us an email at phs@philhenryshow.com. phs@philhenryshow.com. That's how you communicate us in any way you know, with any bit of information you want to impart. And this is a request from Pete. And he writes, Phil, could you please play the Harvey Wireman senior chat bit where he has a call-in contest for the best story involving a senior dragging people under their car? I remember the winner was an old man who dragged his daughter and granddaughter under his car for several miles from a restaurant they were eating at to their home. He exclaimed upon exiting the car, I didn't know they made sweet potato that big. Oh, Pete. Here it is, Pete. Harvey Wireman's senior chat.
Bill, just to see, I screwed the dog on this thing because I thought it was last week the winner of the how many... bus stops if you're driven over loaded with people while in a diabetic coma contest, and that the prize was a trip to the high school band competition finals in Banff, British Columbia. But this week it's the
Aberdeen Creek.
All right, this week is Aberdeen Creek golf package for two, a lovely 18-hole course out there in the middle of Death Valley. Where there isn't water spigots for miles, but you go out and you think you're going to have a good time until you realize that you're going to die. It's 150 degrees, and that's why we send old people out to the desert, not for you to relax, but for you to slowly wither and die quickly. So tonight on Harvey Wireman's Senior Chat, you'll win if you win the competition. You'll win the golf package for two at Aberdeen Creek, which includes a massage and a rubdown. Sorry, I got another cheese ball in my throat. I don't want to have any more of that braai or whatever that fag stuff.
All right, sir, I'll get another.
Thank you. All right, so the golf package, you'll get a full rubdown, top to bottom, and you'll also, your wife can enjoy shopping at the various shops. They've got an Indian village there and something. All right, let's go to our telephone calls. The question tonight on Senior Chat, how far have you dragged a human being under your car without knowing it? Let's go to, this is Stan. Hello, Stan. How are you? And welcome to Senior Chat.
Oh, Harvey, how are you?
Great.
God bless you every year or however often I listen.
You don't listen nightly?
Huh?
You listen yearly?
Yeah, I guess I do. I haven't heard you since last year. When was it? Yeah, I only tuned in once before, and that was last year. So.
All right, well, you should get in the habit of listening every night. You know?
Oh, yeah, you know, that's a great idea. I'm so sorry.
But listening once a year isn't going to help me at all with the listeners. And all right, so I forgot what the question is.
How far have you dragged a man under your car without knowing it?
Yeah.
All right, now let me tell you what. About 2 weeks ago, I got home, and I saw 2 feet sticking out from underneath the rear fence. I said, holy Jesus. And I got my wife. She said, well, I'll be dipped, re-dipped, tarred, feathered, and sheened to a high gloss. That's a human being. And I said,
how about that, huh?
Can you believe that? And I said, well, okay, let's think about this.
Now, how far do you think you dragged the man?
Well, I said to my wife, let's think about this. We left Lucy's, which is they had an early bird there. Then I went on. It had to be a quarter of a mile, and I'll tell you why.
A quarter of a mile?
That's right, and I'll tell you what.
Whoa, my God. A whole quarter, that's a hell of a deal.
Well, I'll tell you why. Charlie's, which is where they have that wonderful French onion soup, is a quarter of a mile from my home, and that's where I stopped off and said to my wife, well, let's go get some takeout. And she said, sweet living Jesus, that's a great idea. Well, I thought a speed bump, you know. And then Charlie calls here, who's the owner of the place, says, have you seen my busboy? And I said, why on earth? And then I said, hold on for a minute. I went, well, I'll be a son of a bee, you know, and you know the word I want to use.
Yeah, you bet I do.
Okay. I said, he's caught under my right rear wheel well. So there you go.
A quarter of a mile, you dragged a busboy from Charlie's, huh?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
All right. Now, you hold on the line, Stan, because I've got Gloria who's going to come on. This is great, isn't it? And you thought it was a speed bump.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I think that's why so many of people get dragged under car. And it's just not the seniors that are doing it either.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. You're absolutely... Everybody drags people under cars. So... This idea.
Yeah, we always take the heat. Just because I drive my car into the boys' section of May Company, and I got out and I said, do you take MasterCard? Because I realized I'd made a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
and she fainted, and the police were called. Everybody does that.
Everyone does, yeah.
All right, now you hold on. Now, that's a quarter of a mile. So there's, and what was his name?
Stan.
What is that?
Stan.
That was Stan.
Yeah, the guy you just talked to?
Yes.
It's Stan.
All right, that's Stan. Now let's go to...
Gloria.
Let's go to Gloria, and she's on line...
Three.
And she's...
Gloria.
Gloria. And she's...
On line three.
All right. Let's go over to...
Line three.
Line three.
For Gloria.
For Gloria. Here we go. Hello?
Gloria.
Gloria.
Oh, is this Harvey?
Yes, it is, dear. How are you?
Oh, I love everything you do. I listen. Every night I listen. And I can't tell you how much.
Well, thank you, dear. Now, I've got Stan holding.
I heard his story. You know something? That's not his fault. They always have the speed bumps.
Don't they, though? Don't you know they always have the speed bumps?
Always do. And you hit a man, you drag him and mutilate him, and someone says, I said, I thought it was a speed bump. And
the other thing, I ran over a valet at the hotel here the other day, and I thought it was a parking brick. And then they say there's a man caught in the fan belt of your alternator. And I said, well, no, you're kidding. And they said, no. I said, well, see, that's what you get for...
Oh, the parking brick.
Yeah, the parking brick. All right, dear. So tonight's question, how far have you drug a man under the wheels
of your car
before you...
Discovered that there was a man there. I know what I'm saying. Well, you're forgetting everything.
All right. All right.
All right. Well, my husband wanted me to call you, and this is really fun. I left my daughter-in-law's home at about 3 p.m. on Sunday. We were coming back from Santa Barbara. So, and I remember saying to my granddaughter, I said, I want to go in the car, and I want to get your doll that we had purchased over here at Yardley's, you know, in the mall.
Yes.
All right. We got home that night. My daughter-in-law and my granddaughter are both caught in the oil pan. Bob, the son of a gun, had forgotten that he had hit them and run them over and was supposed to call an ambulance, but instead floored it and took off.
Well, why did
he... Well, he does that. He's always getting into trouble. He's always flooring and taking off.
So you ran over your own daughter and...
And granddaughter.
And dragged them how far?
It had to be 15 miles. And,
Tell them what they look like, honey. We have the phone.
Here's Bob now.
Okay, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, Harvey, look it. I looked at it and I said, I didn't know they made sweet potatoes that big. She said, you big idiot. That's your daughter and granddaughter.
Can you believe that?
Well, how about that? And
oh, yeah, and it was...
And one other thing. Now, what do we win this week? Because I listened last week, G.D., and I didn't get the prize. And
well, this week it's the Aberdeen ski trip. All right, so hold on. I want to get Stan. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that beats the living. That beats seven shades of crap out of mine. It sure does.
Well, I guess you win, Bob and Gloria. How about that?
Oh yeah! Hey, Gloria, we won.
Oh, isn't that nice? I gotta go scrub the underwear.
All right. She ruined her underwear when we dragged the granddaughter. But
all right, well, you're the winner today on Harvey Wireman's Senior Chat of the Golf Package for Two, which includes the early bird onion soup, and you'll also get your choice, the ice cream cup or the hot buttered bun.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Well, congratulations.
Okay, there it is. Harvey Wireman, Senior Chap. That's a long flashback request, but I think it was worth it. And that's actually from two summers ago, and that was requested by Pete. If you'd like to hear a flashback, something from a previous show, email us at phs@philhendryshow.com. That's phs@philhendryshow.com. We'll try to get it on for you if we can find it. And we're finding more and more things because we're getting more and more bits of material. You know, literally getting the material for our archives has been a concerted effort on the part of ourselves and our listeners. And I mentioned the guys over at SweetFeatheryJesus.com, which is exactly a fan site, have helped us out immensely in getting that material. And we just got hours of stuff from Chris Jeter. So that's a very cool thing. In fact, he emailed us again.
Are you starting to bother you?
Well, I don't know. He's not bothering me.
Stalking you.
He's not stalking me, man.
Well, I mean, the guy emails you how many times? You know, gee, Phil, I really want to be your friend. Don't be your friend.
That's not trying to be my friend. Here's one. Hey, Phil, Christopher Jeter here, the guy who sent in the PHS quick reference and DVDs. Thanks for mentioning me on the air. I got a ton of calls from people who heard it. I have a quick question for you. Did you ever work at a radio station in...
See what I'm saying? Now he wants to get all cozy.
Well, I mean...
Let me see that. Yeah, it's gay.
Get out of here. It ain't gay. It's three paragraphs. It's
getting longer. And not just a letter.
How dare you?
Ow.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, somebody told me that this mint green jingle is really funny. This was made by one of the kids over at SweetFeatheryJesus.com. And Sweet Feathery Jesus is an unofficial fan site that we sort of unofficially support here on the Phil Hendry Show. And if you'd like to get in with a group of people that are twisted and are twisted for a reason, they like the Phil Hendry Show. And they also get together and they have little chat rooms in there, I guess, and they got message boards and people can rap with each other. They also, it has been a fantastic repository for us for material. Because we got in the last 3 weeks great archive material of bits that we've done on the show. The other thing that the guys at Sweet Feathery Jesus want to do, and we're going to do it with them, and we're very happy to do it, is we're going to do a live chat. And we're going to do a live chat following the show one night on SweetFeatheryJesus.com so people can go over there and I don't know how that works, man. What do? I like just type stuff in, bud?
Yeah, they ask you a question and then type it in.
Well, that doesn't tell me anything, man. How do I do it? I mean,
they'll ask you, and you type it back.
Oh, I'm kind of like if I'm IMing them or something?
Yeah.
All right, this is called the Mint Green Jingle, so let's listen to it. This has been auditioned by you. All right, let's listen. Turn that off. Is that from, what bit was that from? Was it?
It was last week, the guy who had Mint Green.
Oh, that clown that had that product? Oh, man. Anal odor. Do you realize that that actually, not that product, but that kind of thing exists? It's beyond belief. All right, in the news, I told you that Howard Stern has apparently... Will you shut that off?
We got to take a break.
We got to take a break.
Right.
I'm sorry, folks. I'll get back to it in a moment. We'll be right back on The Phil Henry Show. We have to take a break, and then I'll tell you about the CBS lawsuit. This is The Phil Henry Show. What is this, bud?
It's just it's for people, the ragheads. And...
What is that? What is this, a commercial? What do you want, David?
Oh, I'm telling you, I told him to play that.
Why?
Because we got a lot of people that are Muslims that are very upset with some of the material on the show. Just allow it to play in a moment.
Wait a minute. Turn that off. Now, what am I doing here?
You're not doing anything. You're shutting up. But because of the material you've done on your show, that some people that are, Islam are...
Muslims?
Yeah, Muslims. They find it offensive. We got to play that.
What do you mean we got to play that?
It's their music. And it soothes them.
It soothes them down.
Yeah, it soothes them down.
What do you mean it soothes them down? Look at you.
Were you the guy that wanted me to put that Muhammad thing on?
I wanted to put the Muhammad cartoon.
You know how many people that really ticked off a lot of people? That really ticked off a lot of people, okay? Now I got to calm them down. I got a million towelheads calling me up. Why? Because you think you got some freedom of speech. Yes, of course you do have freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom, completely freedom of speech. You got to limit it. Otherwise, I got a million of these guys calling me. Now, you understand?
Oh, here we go again with that.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, all right. Oh, geez, I forgot. You're Jacob Riis. You're the original Horace Greeley. Aren't you just Mr. Free Press? Look, I'm the guy that's got to answer the phones.
Mr. Hall, he's the guy that's got to answer the phones.
Shut up, bud. So what I want you to do right now, Phil, is...
Yeah, I know. Play the music.
Right. Now, read with Bud. Have you got the copy?
Yeah, I got it right here.
You want me to read this?
Yes, and no commentary. Just read it.
Who wrote it? Can I just add?
Just Bud wrote it. Just read it.
Did you approve this?
Yes, read it.
And now, on account of we had a lot of Islams upset, here's music what'll calm you down. Turn your mic off, Bud. I don't understand it.
Shut up.
All right, Mr. Raj Fanin is going to join us now. Mr. Fanin, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
All right, my understanding is this is music that you sent in. It is the music to Saw an American, is that correct?
Yes, this music was composed by myself along with my son to sing Saw an American.
Which is a song that mocks American fast food habits.
No, sir, it's not to mock, you know, it's to have, it's a question, you know, is all I'm saying. And
do you have lyrics to the song?
Well, I've got a few lyrics to the song. Yes.
All right, go ahead. That's what we're supposed to do.
Hold on. Well, I saw an American with Burger King. It was coming out of his thing. Oh yeah. Uh huh. Oh yeah. You got it. Saw an American at Dairy Queen. He looked like he was going to explode. Oh, yeah.
Get out of here with that, man. Get me some lyrics on that thing before I put them on the air, okay?
What are you talking about? You just hung up on an Islam. He'll blow us up.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Dude, now I got to deal with it.
Oh, shut up. You just hung up on an Islam. Now he'll blow us up. When that guy gets the lyrics to that song, then we'll put him back on. Are you kidding me? What, did he go to a production house and have it made? That's fantastic. Saw an American enter Burger King. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, Mr. Finney, I understand we have the music ready for you now and that you've come back with proper lyrics, right?
I've always said proper lyric, you know, but they did not have the music ready for me.
Well, I had the music, and you didn't give me the lyrics to the song.
I've got a lot of lyrics to the song.
All right, here's Raj Fineen with I Saw an American. God.
Saw an American at Tasty Freeze. Wait till you see what... No, hold on. Go back. Stop.
Daddy!
Go back.
What?
Go back. Stop. You screwed it up, you know? You screwed it up.
I didn't screw up anything.
No, you... All right, go. Saw an American at Tasty Freeze. Wait till you see what drops between his knees. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Saw an American eat a chili dog. In about 2.5 hours, it'll become a log. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
You got it. Saw an American at Burger. Oh, you piece of crap.
Turn it off. What happened? Did he blow the thing?
Yeah, he blew something.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, that's Raj Fineen with Saw an American eating at Burger King. Anyway, thanks a lot to the guys at Sweet Feather Jesus for that. 1-800-449-8686. Just a side note. Somebody sent me a disc from the Comb Over Boys show where someone called in talking about something. The thing that R.C. Collins... It's fine. Thank you very much for doing that, but I don't need to play Comb Over's audio, okay? I mean, we work hard on this show. I don't want to listen to him with another comic. He's getting, like, Comb Over has all these comics and his guests who usually listen to me. And then Comb says, well, you know, we get phone calls on this show. I can't believe that guy has gotten to the point now where he, like, he counts the number of phone calls he gets. He doesn't understand. You could do 4 hours of radio and not get one phone call and have millions and millions of listeners. Considering the fact that he doesn't have millions and millions of listeners, and he gets plenty of phone calls, I hope that keeps him feeling, you know, loved. Because one thing's important for Combs, man, he's got to feel loved. And with a kisser like that, the more the better. Comb Over is one of these guys that is so, first of all, every shot we take on him is so pinpoint on target, he's rubbing his rear end for months with salve. First of all, he's got to ice his ass down every time we hit him with some shot on this show. So he comes back with the weakest stuff, like our calls are set up. Yeah, that's right, man. Maybe you used to do that. In fact, I know you used to do it. Do you know that? Combs, you know it's true, baby. He used to pay people $50 to call his show. Do you know how pathetic that is? There ain't one call on this show that's set up, other than the characters that come on, which, you know, I happen to know the guy very intimately who performs those voices. Okay, so there ain't no setup on my show. And just because you paid people $50 when we both worked over at, you know, KFI, doesn't mean that I'm doing it. Because that's the kind of stuff you used to do where were you, Phoenix? So anyway, I want to thank the person with that. And some guy called his show and began referencing, you know, a bit that was on our show. And he's got some comic sitting there with him. And the comic suddenly realizes that that Combs is talking about me. So tries to steer him away by saying, well, you know, there's some hosts that pay people to call. Not knowing that the guy that has him on his show does that. The other thing about Combs callers is they all read what they're saying. In other words, you can't even get on that show as a caller unless you're reading it off of a sheet of paper. As opposed to the people that call our show who are actually and truly out of their freaking minds or stupid. And I do mean dumb, especially when we're talking to people who claim they've got a PhD in whatever the hell it is, you know, like pharmacologically, I don't know what the, you know, they've got PhDs and things that they shouldn't even have. They got PhDs and the stuff that ain't been invented yet. All right, so thank you for that, but we're not going to play that either. However, I will read the email. It just goes very quickly. Hi, Phil. Yesterday on Boy's show, Hour 3, he says this is yesterday, February 14th, someone called in to tell Tom about how they heard another radio show where the guest was having women fill out cards agreeing to reimburse the men if the date went sour. Tom's caller totally believed the bit and was obviously referring to your Larry Grover date night debit show where Larry wants to be reimbursed 70% if the date sucks. So Combs went on to trash talk a bit about this type of host who is running that show, and even more surprisingly, seems to have heard the exact Larry Grover show himself, because he shoots it down right away in an almost unspoken manner, attributed it to Phil, unnamed by you, or unnamed by him, of course. Could it be he actually listens to your show? Thanks, Michael. Yes. Oh, don't worry about it, man. You want to know something? In the, I don't know how many years that boy's been on the air in this town, I've heard a total of 1 hour of his show. Total, I swear to God. He's listened to hours and hours. In fact, I didn't want to have to say this, but I've got to come out with it. He's a Backstage Pass member. Can you believe that? The guy is like, and plus, he's a cheap creep, because we got to keep reminding him to get a new credit card, because he's hit the limit. $6.95 a month, that maxes his limit on his Visa. Hey, Comey, I don't know what's going on with you, man, but you better get a little bit higher, you know, limit there on your, you know, Capital One card. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green on a Brokeback Mountain promotion that, well, broke. Coming up on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, let's talk with Jeff Dowder. Jeff, you are probably better acquainted with what happened on Pacific Coast Highway earlier this week. And I'll let everybody know out there, if you didn't get the news, and you might have, and I was on my way to work that morning at NBC. I was going over to Sony Studios in Culver City when a Ferrari, Jeff, is that it?
Yeah, Phil, it's a Ferrari, and the top speed is top speed on it goes probably about 200 miles an hour. And it was a Ferrari Enzo, yeah, that crashed on Pacific Coast Highway near Decker Canyon Road.
Okay, so what happened was, this guy was, there's how many cars are there, 400 in the world, but they, like three of them have been cracked up. Tell me what happened.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. It's real simple, and it's pretty hard for, you know, Ferrari owners, or more importantly, Ferrari admirers, because, you know, I mean, you could count, I mean, you'd need more hands than you've got to count just on one hand how many people own a Ferrari, that what's in your audience. In other words, what I'm saying is the per capita number of people that own Ferraris, you, if you said, yeah, you can count on one, just one finger, how many people own a Ferrari in your audience, that's not enough hands, though, because the per capita...
What do you mean it's not enough hands?
The per capita number of people listening to your show that own a Ferrari, you'd need six hands just to say only one.
Will you tell me about this crash and forget about how many hands I need?
I'm telling you, man.
Just tell me about the crash.
Okay, what I'm telling you is this. If you had eight hands...
Forget about how many hands I need. I want to know about this Ferrari crash.
Okay. The guy that crashed it is one guy. He owned a Ferrari.
Oh, I'm gonna commit homicide.
Hey, you stupid or something?
Who's that?
It's Bud.
It's Bud.
Hey, man, why don't you stay out of it, okay? I'm a guy with a steel plate in his head, and...
Yeah, I even know what he's talking about.
Will you just tell me now? Now, see, I gotta go to commercial, you jackass.
No, I'm just saying. All right, how many hands do you have?
I got two hands, man.
Okay, you need more hands.
For what?
To understand how few people own... The Ferrari. There's only enough...
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.